Hello guys, welcome back to our podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the government shutdown, and our hosts are
Selena,
Caleb,
and Peyton. And so recently Trump has shut down the government for reasons that we'll talk about later in the podcast. So yeah, we're just going to be talking about that. So does anyone know how long the government has been shut down for?
The government has been shut down for 26 days, and it is recorded the longest amount of time that the government has been shut down.
Has the government ever been shut down before?
Yes, it has. I'm not sure what it was about, but it is definitely in the news right now that it has happened before.
Are there any problems with the government being shut down, and if so, who is it affecting?
There are several problems because people aren't being paid and people aren't going to work because they think it's unfair that the government is shut down because of Trump and their money problems. He's basically being a big baby because he's not getting what he wants, so he shut down the government.
Are there any people that are going to work even though they're not being paid for, like, are there any dedicated people?
There are a lot of dedicated people, but most people are calling out sick because they won't work without getting a paycheck.
Okay. Is the FDA trying to employ any more people to get them to work, or?
The FDA is trying to employ at least 150 new people to work for them. Because a lot of people are calling out sick. And to bribe them, they are doubling the pay when the government is up and running again.
Do you think it's going to be hard for the government to pay for that, to double the pay and stuff?
I think it's going to be hard because people are going to think it's unfair that the government is bribing other people to work for them with double pay. Yeah.
Are any people living without paychecks, and is it, like, really bad affecting them?
Mostly anyone working for the federal government doesn't have a paycheck right now because of the shutdown.
Why did Trump shut down the government?
President Trump shut down the government because he wants to build a wall to protect U.S. citizens from the immigrants that are coming through the border. So he demanded $5 million to the government, and they didn't pass by it. So to get his way, he shut down the government.
In your opinion, do you think it was right that Trump did this, and he's leaving people without paychecks and without being able to provide for their family?
I think he's trying to get a point to everybody, but it's not fair to shut down the government and not have people paid because people need to pay their rent and pay for food, but now they can't.
I don't think it's fair because people aren't able to support their families, and a lot of people, like immigrants, are trying to come in and they're living in unsafe and unhealthy homes or conditions.
Why do you think it needs $5,000 for the wall? $5 million for the wall?
I think he needs $5 million for the wall because of all the barricades and stuff to keep people out.
He's trying to protect the country because all the nasty people that are trying to get in the country. Yeah,
personally, I think that it's not fair, and I think that immigrants deserve a life too, and that they should have the right to come over and start a new life. But Trump is trying to not make that happen, which is really upsetting. And I know that a lot of people are not okay with this. So, yeah. I think that's going to end our podcast unless you guys want to say anything else.
Also, when he shut down the government, he shut down the FDA, so the FDA cannot approve of any new drugs that are coming out, like medications for cancer, and they can't look at things that are going to the food, like lettuce or other vegetables that, like carrots. And so their routine inspections are not going on. Caleb?
Any other comments, Caleb?
Nope.
There's also a trash buildup going on because the trash people, trash truck drivers are quitting because they don't have any money.
Do you think that the people without paychecks right now are ever going to get their money back for the time that they worked when they didn't get a paycheck, or do you not think so?
I think they will because it's definitely not right if they don't. But if they don't, they can probably protest against it. Caleb?
I think they won't because the government isn't going to give out like such and such money because people were volunteering to work at their job. So, yeah.
But you also think that the government's going to give President Trump $5 million to build a wall.
So, what if he gets it and, yeah, he won't have enough money to pay the people that didn't get their money when they were volunteering at their workplace.
I think $5 million will be enough, but let's drop that topic now.
Is that going to end our podcast?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.